You're listening to Vatican Radio. The Vatican's former diplomatic representative to the United Nations has called for dialogue and inclusive negotiations to resolve the current crisis between the United States and North Korea. Archbishop Silvano Tomasi, the former permanent observer to the UN in Geneva, currently serves as advisor to the Vatican's new Office for Integral Human Development. His words came as US President Donald Trump ramped up his rhetoric about America's nuclear arsenal in response to North Korea's threats of a missile strike against U.S. territory. Archbishop Tomasi told me such crises can only be resolved by investing in conflict prevention rather than in military technology. How concerned are you about this escalation of the rhetoric of confrontation?
The situation in international relations can be really broken down if there is this determination on the part of a country to violate the minimum standard of common sense, I would say, in dealing with other people. The situation in North Korea creates serious difficulties and tensions with South Korea, with Japan, and China itself is somewhat involved, given the fact that it's such a close neighbor to North Korea. And the military presence of the United States in the area add to the seriousness of the moment. But as the Holy Father insists, the way forward is that of dialogue and of including everyone in negotiations, accommodating as far as possible the participation of all the populations and their governments in the search of the common good and of ways of improving the quality of life of the people. So the use of force will become less acceptable and less reasonable if there is this effort to facilitate the participation of everyone in the search of the common good.
It's ironic, isn't it, that these leaders, the US and the North Korean leader, are threatening fire and fury on the anniversary of the attack of Nagasaki.
The way of conflict is always the wrong way. That's why we need to invest time, energy, money, resources in preventing the necessity of arriving at these boiling points of crisis and create societies and help societies through solidarity and political developments that are constructive in such a way that their populations will benefit by improving the quality of their lives. If that approach is adopted, instead of building walls and creating diffidence or admitting the possibility of recourse to violence, I think something positive may be the result. However, to arrive at this point, we need to change in a lot of ways the public culture and insist and educate that the way forward is not the way of having the latest military technology, but of having an approach of inclusion and participation in building the common good of the global human family.
There has been a lot of discussion recently, hasn't there, within the Catholic Church about the need to focus more on non-violence and a non-violence approach to peacemaking. Is the Pope working on a document in this sense? And do you think a document from the Pope would play an important role in trying to create this culture that you're talking about?
Active non-violence has been the theme of this year's message for the World Day of Peace. There, the Holy Father indicated several ways through which we can all work for prevention of conflicts and for the promotion of peaceful solution to crisis. The position of the Holy See regarding the use and the possession of atomic weapons has been quite well defined for the last few years. And it's not the last fruit of this policy, of this position of the Holy See, the fact that at the United Nations a few weeks ago, there was the approval of a new convention banning atomic weapons. It's been an achievement, even though the countries possessing atomic weapons consider this some kind of an idealistic measure. But it is a fact that 123 countries voted in favor of this new convention, and therefore there is in the world the desire and the expectation that the way of treating problems and dealing with crisis is not through the threat of the use of force, but other ways, other means, more peaceful, more tied in to development, so that the quality of life of everybody will be better. In this context, I think the discussion of nonviolence assumes its meaning, and it's not a resignation from doing things or moving away from reality. It's just the opposite. It's an active engagement to promote everything that is good and that avoids confrontation through violent means.
And yet there are other religious leaders in the United States particularly who have spoken about the support that the president has from certain sectors of the religious communities supporting his move towards war.
The Catholic community and several of the bishops have expressed their position that the good of the international community and the good of the United States is in the search for peaceful solution of the conflict. And we all know that in a moment of crisis, the temptation of using force seems to be the most effective way to resolve the problem. But then experience has shown that force generates and provokes other evil, and the price becomes totally unbearable. So we hope that the process of education and sensibilization of the community, not only in the United States, but in the international context, be such that the common position to be assumed is that of a search for dialogue and for alternative measures to the use of force to arrive at some kind of a solution to this moment of crisis.